there is a really a remarkable Rashi at the end of Parshas Toldos, and I just want to learn this Rashi be'ian and really bring out fascinating ideas from this Rashi, and a Rashi that perhaps people skip over and think, oh, that's very cute, and it's a nice, interesting Rashi, but really don't see the depths of the Rashi itself. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yitzhak as Yaakov, at the very end of the episode, Yitzhak sends Yaakov Avinu away, Vayelech Padan Aram, to send to Padan Aram to go find a wife and to escape his brother. To Elavan ben Besuel, Elavan the son of Besuel, Ha'arami, Achi Rivka, the brother of Rivka, Aim Yaakov Esav, who happens to be the mother of Yaakov and Esav. And Rashi here comments with four famous words. Eini yodea mamalam deni. I don't know what this is coming to teach me, because the Pasuk says, Aim Yaakov Esav. Seemingly we know that Rivka, by this point, if you haven't been following the story, then you're in deep trouble. But at this point, you should know that Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So Rashi says, I don't understand what's going on over here, that they're telling me that this is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Just as a side point, probably one of the greatest footnotes in the publishing of Art Scroll, on this Art Scroll Rashi, so Art Scroll, you should go and look over there, they bring all of the Marmakomos to tell you if you want to find every place in Tanakh where Rashi says, I don't know, and every place in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know, based on a famous comment of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of the Gemara in Brachos, where he lists a bunch of the places, and you can go look over there, and they'll give you a whole list of Marmakomos, where Rashi says, I don't know. But let's come back over here to this this interesting Rashi. This is clearly a fulfillment of the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Dalid, where the Gemara says, Lama Lashoncha Lomar Eni Odeh. A person should teach himself to say, I don't know. It's proper midos to not try to fake it and make up things or pretend things. A person should teach himself to tell people, I just don't know. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know something. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos in Perakei says, V'almash lo shama omer lo shamati. If a person doesn't know something, say, lo shamati, I don't know the answer. It's perfectly normal human behavior to say, I don't know something. Don't try to make something up. Try to fake it. Try to pretend that you're something that you're not. In the first printing of Rashi, we don't have this comment. In the first printings of the printing presses of Rashi, Rashi's comment doesn't seem to appear. And it appears that the Ramban also does not have this comment of Rashi, because the Ramban, who discusses this issue, almost always quotes Rashi when he wants to talk about the same thing that Rashi's talking about. And here, the Ramban is silent in Rashi's explanation, but he gives his own explanation of the Pasuk. So it must be as well, the Ramban in his manuscript did not have Rashi on this Pasuk. The Pardes Yosef here on this Pasuk brings an old Girsa, where it actually says in the Girsa, Eini Yodea Memhe. It doesn't say Mamalam Deni, but it says Eini Yodea Memhe. And really, the Memhe is a Rosh HaTevus to say, Eini Yodea Mi HaBachor. I don't know who the oldest son is, meaning, at this point, the reason why we have to be told that it is Rivka, the mother of Yaakov and Esav, because if you're following the storyline, you may be confused as to who is the Bechor exactly at this point. Because I know Esav is the firstborn, and technically he had the Bechor, but then there was that whole thing with the soup, and now Yitzchak came in, and afterwards, but Yaakov got the bracha, but then Esav got another bracha, and maybe you're all confused about who is the Bechor after this whole soap opera is over and done. And therefore, the Pardes Yosef says that Rashi is telling us, Eini Odea Mi HaBachor. The reason why it's to tell us that it's Aim Yaakov VeEsav is to highlight that Yaakov is now the Bachor first, and then Esav. And that's why the Torah is telling us, so we should be aware that after all the confusion, we should know at this point, Yaakov holds on to the Bachor, and he is rightfully the firstborn son. Similar explanation is found in the Parish of the Tour, who says that it's highlighting Yaakov to let us know that he is now the Bechor. But if you look at Rashi, we see that Rashi follows this pattern in other places as well, where Rashi always likes to point out why extraneous descriptions of people are brought. I'll give you four examples. For example, Rashi quotes on Rivka being Bas Besuel Ha'arami Mipadan Aram Achos Lavan Ha'arami, that why do I have to know as well that all this whole relationship about who Rivka is? And on the Pasuk of Machlas Bas Yishmael Ben Avraham, the Pasuk says that she's also Achos Nevayos. Who cares whose sister she is? So Rashi as well comes and gives us an explanation of why we need to know the familial relationship over here. And also as well in the Pasuk of Banu El Achicha El Isav, it also tells us that he happens to be as well your brother and also Esav. And there Rashi comments that it has to be also telling us an important piece of information. And finally, in Vatikach Miriam Hanavia, Achos Aaron, that Miriam the Nevia went and began to sing with the women. Who cares that she's the sister of Aaron? Rashi also wants to come and tell us. So this pattern of pointing out why extra relationships are being filled in is not new to Rashi, but here the question really is why Rashi wants to tell us that he doesn't know. The Sisei Chachamim on this pasuk writes that Rashi knows that there are other explanations from the Mefarshim and Chazal, but he's any odeya knowing which is the right one. Meaning I have so many different understandings, any odeya which should be the right shot over here, go and pick from any of the number of different possible explanations. Which leads now to the question, which is if Rashi doesn't know, why say anything? If you don't know something, we don't have to admit to everyone you don't know it, just say nothing, and we would assume that Rashi has nothing to say on the pasuk. So in the beautiful Sefer Shari Aaron by Rav Aaron Roth of Bnei Brak, Talmud of the Chazon Ish, encyclopedic work on the Pirushim on the Torah, so he quotes B'Shem the Chazon Ish saying that Eini Yodea is a chelik in the Torah. A part of learning is to know, I don't know this. And the Chazon Ish told Rav Aaron Roth, when you chaz your learning, you should point out, I don't know this, and I don't know that, and I don't know this piece of information. Knowing that you don't know something is a chelik in one's own limud, HaTorah, and allows a person to grow in their learning. In addition, other explanations are brought that it shouldn't appear that perhaps it's a gnevas das, right? We assume if Rashi has nothing to say in the pasuk, that the pasuk is fine. If Rashi didn't say something, he may be lying to you, telling you that the pasuk is fine in his eyes, when in reality it's not. Or other explanations want to say that perhaps it's a pesach, it's an opening to other Talmidei Chachamim, ourselves, to go, and Rashi's telling us, guys, come, let's learn together. Maybe you'll have your own chelik in Torah. You'll have a pshat. Come and add to my limud HaTorah. I don't know, but maybe you'll have something to add here, and I want to hear what you have to say in your learning. I want to turn now to a beautiful explanation from the Maskil L'David. Rav David Pardo writes in his commentary on Rashi as follows. He says, HaKushim Mevueres V'Kfar Hergishu Be'akol Mefarshim Zal. He says, Yashikach Rashi, we understand there's a question here. Dema Balam Denush Eni Odeh Im Lo Yadash Yishtok. If you don't know something, be quiet, says the Maskil L'David. So why does Rashi have to speak up and tell us he doesn't know anything? So the Maskil L'David says as follows. He says, V'nir L'finas Daiti She'kavanasa L'fi She'margish Ba HaKasov L'am Denu Atu Ad Ha'idna Lo Yadinan She'haisa Rivka Im Yaakov Esav. I don't need to know that Rivka's, I don't really know that Rivka's the mother of Yaakov and Esav. V'tirei Tzakasov D'mispar She'kach Amar Lei. Perish Yitzchak L'Yaakov Eni Sholchacha Eitza Lavan V'yata B'ni Shamer Mimenu. He says, Yitzchak tells Yaakov, I'm sending you now to my brother-in-law Lavan. We have a rule in the Torah, and this is Paskind in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Ben Ezer. If you want to know whether a person, whether your wife is a good person or not, you have to look at the brother, right? You look at the brother to tell you if he's a good person or not. So says Yitzchak to Yaakov, I want to reverse engineer it. You're going to your uncle Lavan. I'm a little confused if he's a good person or not. Because what's the point of looking at the brother-in-law? Because you want to know what your children are going to be like. The wife will be influenced by the brother, and the children will come out some way according to the uncle. So says Yitzchak to Yaakov, I had two sons, Yaakov and Esav, right? One is very good, one not so good. So since I have a conflict, I have no majority to tell me whether the zera, whether the seeds that come from this family are good or bad, I can only say Eini Yodea. I don't know what to do, says Yitzchak to Yaakov. Eini Yodea, what type of a person your uncle Lavan is. Why? Because Aim Yaakov Ve'esav. Because his sister, your mother, had two children, Yaakov and Esav, and you guys split it down the middle. I don't know if he's good or bad, and therefore I can't look to him to tell you if he's a good person or not. Because I have an Esav and I have a Yaakov. And therefore, says Rav David Pardo, Eini Yodea Mamalam Deini. Eini Yodea is what I'm coming to tell me, says Yitzchak to Yaakov. I don't know pshat in Lavan. I'm confused because I have a Yaakov and an Esav, and I don't know pshat in your uncle. And therefore, says the Maskil David, Rashi doesn't have a question. Rashi giving pshat in the pasuk. Eini Yodea, says Yitzchak. I don't know what to do with Lavan because I have a Yaakov and an Esav here, and perhaps I don't know what's going to be with your uncle. Rav David Pardo does this as well in two other places where Rashi says Eini Yodea. He does it in Parshas Vayishlach. He does it again in Parshas Hazria. Look over there, and he has also beautiful pshatim where Rashi says Eini Yodea. I just want to end with two comments. First of all, The Levushe Or, the Baal Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa writes in his parish on Rashi over here. He says, Yesh Lishmoa Shahayalola Rashi Lomar Gam Alma Achi Rivka. Why is Rashi getting all bothered by that Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav? Why isn't he bothered by Achi Rivka, that we also told that Lavan is the brother of Rivka? We also know that for a long time. He says, Eini Yodea Mamalam Deinu. He should have said that over there as well, and he leaves that as a Tzarachin in Rashi. But just to wrap it up, a few more Mar Makomos, this discussion of what is the Pasuk coming to tell us, you can look in the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachli, Barbanel, the Orachaim HaKadosh, the Bar Tanur, the Gur Arya, the Chsam Sofer, the Netziv, and the Chida, all struggle with this issue of who are we being told about over here to need to know that Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So hopefully this will be mezariz us, encourage us to look at Rashi more closely, to pay attention to Rashi, and to bring out all the beautiful ideas that Rashi contains.